Tell me when you are, Kim. All right. I have 11:10 a.m. We'll come out of recess and reconvene. We'll move on with our next order this morning for James and Cheryl Berry. This time I'll turn it back over to Mr. Cody Stice.
Okay, whereas on April 13, 2026, the Taney County Planning Commission recommended approval of the amendment to the zoning maps F-18 Jasper Township to rezone one parcel from RR1 Single Family Rural Residential District to an A1 District. Requested by James and Cheryl Berry, parcel number 08-2.0-03-000-000-019.002. This property is located at 2910 State Highway F, Branson, Missouri. With that, I'm going to take you there.
Let's go.
All right, so we got F Highway here. We got the Bull Creek area right here, and this is the parcel in question in red. Got the mobile home park up there that's just had an expansion, so the properties just keep going north or east on F Highway. A little bit closer. So as you can see, you got some A1 across the street, some R1 to its right. It's in an RR1 subdivision, but doesn't have access through the subdivision. Got a mobile home and some C1 to its south. I know this is a rezone, but there's an intent behind it, and it's to put a sign there. So that red represents roughly where that sign will have to set.
Okay.
And with that, I'll bring up the applicant to speak to you guys.
Okay. At this time, would the applicant please step forward? Do you have anything to add to this for us?
Pretty straightforward. Just like to get it rezoned to...
to A1?
Possible stick a billboard up there.
Okay. And then with this, it'll come back before for a conditional use permit that will be granted or denied for the by the Plan and Zoning Board. You understand that process?
Yes.
Okay.
And then doesn't the... because the state has to...
Yeah, it's got the... I put his rules and his conditions. If you did accept it, these will be part of the decision of record. So you'll by MoDOT, you will have to get your CUP through Planning Commission. So it'll be another process. And then all the regulars, you'll need a setback.
Sure. Yes.
That. Is MoDOT still hard to get a sign through? Are they...
They're pretty tough. But...
He deals with it.
Oh, he knows what he's doing. This is not his first time.
MoDOT doesn't regulate
that portion.
Okay. Just numbered, not lettered?
I'm sorry?
Just numbered, not lettered?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any questions for Mr. Berry at this time?
I do not.
Okay. All right. At this time, I will open the public meeting up to the general public. Is there anyone that wishes to speak in favor or opposed to the order that we have in front of us this morning? Is there anyone in the audience? Is there anybody over your left shoulder? I don't see anybody. Okay. All right. Hearing none, does the commission have any discussion before I close the public hearing?
No.
Okay. At this time, I'll close the public hearing. We'll move to a vote.
I have one question.
Oh.
Do we limit... this was asked me the other day, so I really asked. Do we have anything that says what can or cannot be advertised on billboards?
That's touchy ground if you're... stating what you would call offensive or not offensive,
right.
That wouldn't be a question I could really answer. That'd be an attorney question.
Yeah, I was asked that the other day. So. I'm good.
Okay. Mr. Keys?
Good.
All right. Then let's go to a vote.
Move to approve order number 04-21-2026-01.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, we'll move on to order number 04-21-2026-02 for Owen and Rhonda Way. Parcel number 04, Cody can handle that. I'll turn it over to Mr. Cody Stice again.
All right. Whereas April 13, 2026, the Taney County Planning Commission does not recommend approving the amendment to the zoning map number H23 Swan Township to rezone the property, the proposed four new lots from A1 agricultural and R1 single family residential to NR1 single family nightly rental requested by the Olins. Parcel number 04-7.0-36-003-005-001.000. The address is to be determined. This is in Kazee Mills, and let me get you guys familiar with it. All right, so if you go up here to 160, cut down, you turn off on the lakeway, here's the property right here. It's kind of overlooking Bull Shoals Lake. There's a better close-up of it. There's some minor subs in here, and a little bit of it grabs their property. I think I'm going to show you that better. That's the R1 we're talking about. A little closer. Okay, so this top little piece here, roughly this north, is what he's looking at to do his four splits. There you go. So you can see the R1 in here. He's, I think he's grabbing most of it, but I think it kind of divides in here. There you go. That's what he's looking, 1, 2, 3, and 4. His is drawing, his road access, RV on the first one with parking, cabin 1, 2, and 3. He's already done some work on the roads. Public road, he went ahead and
made
some work on it.
Yeah.
So he's kind of getting prepped. If you want, that's looking out it. It's looking to the left, looking to the right. And with that, I'll bring the applicant up to speak.
Good.
Owen, please.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Olin Way, out of Olathe, Kansas.
I'm Rhonda Way.
And we purchased the property last November, I think. We wanted to have some room for, you know, enjoying the forest that's there. But we also wanted to have three cabins where we could actually have them as places where we could have guests come and enjoy the nature that is there, and also be able to, you know, maybe have like some youth groups from churches, or, you know, just some people who want to come out and have some classes and stuff in the cabins, painting and stuff. So just trying to offer up a place where people could come and enjoy nature more and have a nice view, and that's our intent.
And this would be more like a mom-and-pop place. I would be there in one of the cabins overviewing it. So it's not like it's some company who would be taking care of it. It would be mom-and-pop.
And the reason for rezoning, right now, I'm not sure how you could get the three cabins in using the R1 and the A1 as it is, because it kind of splits up the property a bit there. But applying for NR1, you know, we're trying to make it a little more something we could actually, you know, have our kid, our two sons inherit if they wanted, or, you know, just something so that we're not having to I don't know, have the uncertainty, I guess, in the future. So.
Okay. Is there any questions for the applicant at the moment, or for Cody at this time? Okay. All right. I will ask, would this be a scenario, Cody, to where instead of doing the nightly rental zoning layer, something put it back to A1 and then do the conditional use permitting on that instead of the NR1 rezone?
I think they would have a much better chance of being more compatible if it was a conditional use based on where, instead of just having a blank slate saying you can do whatever you want with NNR, you could have conditions on it by the planning board looking at it and seeing how it fits with the neighborhood and the surrounding area and the terrain and everything else. Yes, I do feel like that might be a better
direction. Is that something you all would be willing to do, or do you prefer to move forward with the way it's presented this morning?
I guess my question is conditional use, is how easy is that to pass on to our children? So, like, let's say we got this established and we got killed.
It's going to be in a family trust, or
so it would be able to.
I mean, that's more of a legal question than what I would know, but
you could put their names on it, you know, before you do this process. You're kind of in the middle of the process.
That's really my only concern with that, you know.
But I mean, if that's your true, you know, your true will forward,
yes,
then I think that would be something you would have to spell out moving forward before you went through with the conditional use process.
That's exactly right. Before you do the next step, you would need to put their name on it with you. That would fix that issue for you.
See, this is sort of my career because we homeschooled our kids. And so I gave up my career, so this is my chance. And
sure.
So it's mom and pop kind of place.
No, and just for the area, I mean, this is a R1 area. I mean, I don't even know where the nearest nightly rental zoning for that area is.
Let me pan out. I don't see a lot. I see none.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's not really compatible with the area to have the NR zoning. So that's why I ask about just doing the A1 zoning and then come back for the conditional use for that.
So if we went with that, I'm trying to understand, to have the cabins as close as they would be to each other and have the, you know, 8,000 square feet where you could hook up to the sewer for each one. I'm trying to think, if you left it as A1 here, and if in the future, you know, we decided, well, we want to keep the one cabin and we do want to sell two of the cabins, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
How's the right way to try to have that zoning so that's possible and the re-lotting?
So that would be something you would work with Cody with, as far as getting your plats and everything, getting the lot lines measured out, making sure that you conform to all the regulations. But I think that is something, me personally, I think that would be your best way moving forward. But I'm not here to give advice, just to hear the case on case by case, but also try to keep you moving forward in what you're wanting to do.
So the other way that we were looking at it as a second approach would be to use the CUP, but my thought was, would we still have to have a rezoning of, say, the whole area as R1 then?
So you can't have a CUP in R1.
Oh.
So you can have CUP in A1. That's why I recommend, if you would be willing to, we could just put it back to A1, your whole property there, the section that you're wanting in R1. Then you're eligible for conditional use permitting on your A1 property.
So he retires in 8 years, and say we decide to move and just be residents. Since we'd have 3 units, would that be a problem then?
You own one.
Problem for what? Well, you could live in one.
Okay, so I didn't know if it was A1. I guess I don't quite understand this.
So A1 is our main zoning layer in the Eastern District of Taney County, agricultural, and it opens up, gives landowner rights, right? So it gives you the ability to conditional use permit some of the things that you may want to do on your property.
Okay. So given that there is an R1 strip, you know, on the right there, if we were to sell two of the cabins in the future, and we wanted to be able to have each one with a driveway going to the little road there, and we would have the remaining cabin here with its own little driveway, then those driveways trying to cut through that R1 area, is that okay?
I mean, do you own the R1 that is currently R1 that you own right now?
Yes.
We own the...
So you would just need to...
Can I?
Go ahead, please.
So what he's proposing is